unloaded has been squandered, and the cargo was burdened by foreign debt.
When the government yet again raised food prices in the summer of 1980, workers at the Gdansk shipyard staged an illegal strike. The strikers drew up a 21-point list of demands and refused to leave the shipyard until they were met.
This fight with the communist monster was really impossible. We could only fight against it by using its own weapons, because it pretended to be the people's system. The only effective way was for us to organize around bread and butter issues and use these concerns to gain our freedom. We set about using truth to conquer untruth.
The government decided to negotiate with the strikers, but first it promised there would be no reprisals. What began as an economic protest became a demand for sweeping political concessions. The government negotiators gave way to the workers' key demands. The workers were joined by intellectuals. Together they formed a new movement, Solidarity. Support spread throughout Poland.
For the first time, they had a taste of being citizens, with civil liberties, which you don't forget. For someone who had lived under communism, it was like a narcotic or fresh air. It was like having your identity for the first time.
Rush through a variety of channels. They wanted communications equipment of various kinds, offset printing presses, radio equipment, things of that sort.
Solidarity became increasingly defiant. As the movement began to challenge the communist system, Moscow watched with growing alarm.
We exerted pressure on the Polish leadership all the time to take more decisive measures to restore order.
By December 1980, Soviet pressure on the Polish leadership was intense. Warsaw Pact forces were massed around Poland's borders. The message was obvious. Curb Solidarity, or there is worse to come. American concern grew.
The critical moment came in December 1980, when the Soviets were poised to intervene in Poland.
We did everything we could to mobilize international opinion, to galvanize maximum international pressure on the Soviets, to convince the Soviets that we were not defensive.
Not sure we can.
We said one Afghanistan is enough.
Leaned forcefully on the Polish leader, General Jaruzelski.